All right, welcome back into the second hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, live at Bar Lines in downtown Nashville. Beautiful day. Nice crowd inside Bar Lines enjoying the day. So a lot of fun going on. If you don't have plans for Mother's Day, how about checking out Kitchen Notes here at the Omni Nashville Hotel? Just go to opentable.com, make your reservations, and make your mother feel like a queen on Sunday. Kitchen Notes, the menu is fantastic. Come down here and hang out and see and have a good time and treat your mom as she deserves to be treated. On Mother's Day, just go to opentable.com. All right, Dr. Crane, here's a sign when you're doing something well is when other people want your people, right?
Yeah, so we got poach.
So what do we have?
Royal Tom Pelissero 2 hours ago mentioned the Vikings have requested an interview with Titans assistant general manager Dave Ziegler for their GM job, per sources. Ziegler was a former Raiders GM, has 16 years of NFL experience, and was a part of the 3 Super Bowl winning teams with the Patriots.
Not bad. And now he's assistant GM here for the Titans.
Indeed.
And they brought him out last week or 2 weeks ago. Was it last week?
I think it was last week. Talking about the draft picks.
Yeah,
throughout rookie minicamp. I get Chad Brinker's now out of the equation.
If you're the
Tennessee Titans, I don't know if you can allow this because you're just not trying to restructure your hierarchy of, like, you have your scouting department, player development, you know, football ops, whatever. Then you have assistant GM, GM. Then you got, you know, whatever is up there else, which is Amy, right? Why would you want to mess up that feng shui right now?
I don't think you could. I think you could stop lateral moves. I don't think you could stop ladder move, like up the ladder.
Yeah.
So Ziegler wants to be the GM with the Vikings. I would hope he'd want to be the GM for the Vikings.
Well, I mean, it's too premature for me because you bring him in after coming from the Raiders.
How long has he been here now?
Like, I think this is his second season, I think.
Okay, all right.
Because he came in because they also got, what's his name, McKenzie, the other GM.
McKenzie or Reggie, one of the two.
Yeah. Anyways, they had multiple former GMs coming into this front office for the Titans. This is one of them. Why would you want to get rid of such a, I guess, experienced front office and start dwindling and taking that away from yourself when you could keep that and just see what they can do for another season? That, to me, I get it. Opportunities, like you said, jumping up the ladder. I get all that. But when you have the opportunity to do something special in Tennessee, of all places, why would you want to get rid of that? Like, that's my issue.
Well, it's not up to them. I mean, he's going to be, if he wants the job as a GM.
I'm talking about from Ziegler's perspective, though. Why would you want to change that? Like, I get it's a GM position. They don't come around often. I mean, I get all that, but come on, man. You're working something well right now in Tennessee. Keep it there.
God, I'm reading Raiders fans hated him.
Yeah. He drafted a couple of D linemen for him.
Good Lord. Yeah, I mean, he's with John Robinson of the Patriots for a while. But if Vikings want him, then take him. I mean, but, man, when a GM gets fired halfway through the season, like John Robinson did, there's something going on there, man. So the Raiders fired him. Halloween 2023.
Yeah, it was a bad drafting for Dave Ziegler and the Vegas Raiders.
Oh, his former college roommate's Josh McDaniels. No wonder he got the head coaching job for the
Raiders at
the
time.
Yeah, when was that there? Yep. So there you go, yeah. It's
buddy,
all
buddy
you know,
system.
Man.
The buddy-buddy system.
So if you want to go, go. If you don't want to be here, fine, be part of it. I'll keep you, but
look, if I'm Dave Ziegler and you have the track record of things not looking great on one side, stay with the Borgonzi. I feel like Borgonzi seems like he knows what he's doing when it comes to drafting and it goes to player development.
Right.
Keep your name tight to that guy. He comes from a winning culture in Kansas City. Why would you want to go away from that? That's my biggest issue.
Well, he came from a winning culture in Patriots.
Yeah, but that's all on Tom Brady. Let's be honest, Joe.
It doesn't matter. Is Joe Montana, do you blame Joe Montana being a quarterback? We had Jerry Rice. Not Joe Montana's fault.
No.
That's always my default for people.
But when I talk about Tom Brady, he elevated players around him.
That's fine.
Which is great. But I can't say that Dave Ziegler was the sole reason why the Patriots had so much success with Tom Brady.
All right.
And people say the same thing about Bill Belichick. Is it Bill Belichick that elevated the team, or is it Tom Brady?
That's a good question, Tom Brady. For all that. So, Dave, if you want to go, man, you can go and do your thing. That's all fine with all that.
Yeah.
Our question of the day is, what's the first job you ever had where you actually had a boss? They took out taxes, 615-737-1025. And the other story of the day is we're weighing in on the Mike Vrabel, Dinah Russini story with the pictures that came out when they were at Center Hill Lake back in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a bad look. What makes it worse, she was pregnant.
Yeah. With her first child.
So, oh, man, I just – if how does Rossini's husband look at this? I mean, you're on a boat with my child.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the text line was weighing in on it, too,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, they're just blowing up. What do you want to get to first here? Question today or more the
– The Vrabel right
I got
now.
You, yeah. Let me just look through a lot of this real quick. There's a lot of text to get through. Sorry about this, Joe. Let's see here. Let's see. I can't read that one. Oh, boy. Let's see. That's snow cones.
Okay.
Joe, there's a lot of them. Sorry, I'm trying to skip through a lot of these.
It's okay. Do that.
Oh, man. Let's see.
You doing okay today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, here we go.
Good radio.
Somebody said 9712. I'm calling it now. Oh, I don't think that can't say that. No, it basically says Amy was the one that hired a private investigator. That's not right. No, that's already been proven not true. Robert here says, don't forget a few.
Wait, hold on. Go back. Amy hired a PI?
Private investigator. That's what we're talking
about.
I know
about. What a PI is.
Yeah. No.
Good Lord. Why did she hire a PI? Does it say why?
No,
but
the whole allegedly they thought that Rossini's husband, when they were at the Sedona place, out there before
the owners made,
somebody took the pictures. They were regular vacationers. That was confirmed.
Okay.
It wasn't a private investigator. So I think they're trying to play a joke on that.
All right.
Let's see here. Looking at some other ones. Robert says, don't forget back a few years ago when we had, let's see, when some stuff got leaked here with the Titans, was interested in C.J. Stroud and the Texans.
Yeah, explain
got what
that.
They wanted to.
Explain that to me again.
The Texans getting that stuff leaked to them?
Because rumor got out that the Titans wanted C.J. Stroud, right?
Right.
And then the Texans traded up for him or used the pick to get him? Or?
I believe it was Will Anderson first, right? And then they traded up to get C.J. Stroud? Is that accurate?
Because they were tipped off that the Titans
that
wanted
the Titans
him.
Wanted them, exactly.
And now they're blaming that they think that Vrabel told her and then she told somebody else.
See, I don't know this. I
don't
know this.
I don't. That's what I was
reading. I didn't know that. Okay, that's good to know. I'll keep that in the back pocket. Let's see here. Ooh, okay. It says if the Titans – this is Bob. Bob says if the Titans did not know, what does that say about them?
It's,
what does that say about them, Joe?
I don't know. They probably had no idea. I mean, a private life is a private life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure somebody said something inside the building. You would think they'd be like, hey, Vrabel and Rossini were at this bar. I mean, something together. You're like, wait, what? What's going on? So who knows?
Let's see here. Matthew in Nashville says it wasn't Amy's husband. We understand that. I said it was Rossini's husband. Well, that was allegedly. Those have now been confirmed it was not. It was just a bunch of vacationers.
Well, somebody asked me when this story is going to jump the shark, and I said it's not going to.
No.
It's not going to jump the shark because new things keep coming out every single day. Well, not every single day, but more often than not, new things keep coming out there.
Right.
So it's just...
It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. I'm trying to keep going through some of these. Sorry, Joe. There's just a lot of more question of the days than Vrabel.
All right, read some.
Let's see. Richie and Whitehouse. Here we go. This is a report from the Daily Mail that Rossini is apparently ready to come out and talk about the situation with Vrabel. My question is where podcast, radio, or TV networks would be willing to come on and talk about it and see how much she actually would reveal. My thing is which outlet would she go? Would it be a podcast? Would it be an actual reputable TV source? It wouldn't be radio.
Back in the day, it was Oprah.
Right.
We get an Oprah to reveal that.
It's not Regis and Kelly. Regis is no longer with us. It's
thanks.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mark and Kelly?
Mark and Kelly.
That's the worst show on TV. That is the worst show on TV.
With Drew Barrymore? What would you
She's terrible, too.
Kelly Clarkson no longer has a show, right?
Is she gone? I don't know that.
I was told that it's no longer here.
She's okay.
What show would you put it on? Or what show would you read?
I bet she does something with, like, Hoda Kotb.
The View?
No. It'll be a single.
One-on-one. Yeah.
Gail King.
What if it's 60 Minutes?
I mean, this is fire, and the fuel's not going out for this at all.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen this to this degree. Belichick was funny, and he laughed about it, but there was not a wife involved.
Right.
And now, as Greg said earlier, I mean, you feel bad for her, Rossini's husband and Mike Vrabel's wife.
Yep.
The pictures of her in the airport in Salt Lake City were heartbreaking because it looked awful. But that's what TMZ and the New York Post. I mean, that's what they do. That's, you're not going to stop them from being
They dig the dirt. That's what they do.
That's what they do,
they
right.
They dig the dirt and they shovel it on somebody else, and then they really expose you, which is just unfortunate.
I think, to me, the whole thing with Vrabel, and I was told this was a nothing burger with people at our station, when Vrabel went to New England and said, not like this other places, I knew then, I was like, all right, you don't go home and say that when you're employed by somebody else.
In the break, I'll look something up. I know we're not there yet, but I'll look something up about that. What day was it? That was in November, wasn't it?
It was October 22nd. 2023.
23?
Because my birthday was the 25th.
Fifth.
And I remember it's that Sunday.
Oh.
I vividly remember that day.
Huh.
That's when he went.
I want to know what possible timeline there was to that comparison to everything else.
Are you going to work for TMZ Sports?
No, absolutely not.
Please don't.
That would be awful.
Please don't.
I like my career.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to get back into your question today because I'm looking now. I mean, it's just blowing up here with the question of the day. Do we get tired of saying it's blowing up? Text line's blowing up.
It is massive. It's huge.
There's a lot of interaction.
Yeah.
A lot of text today.
Everybody always.
How about we stop saying blowing up?
Sure.
We'll make, because we're not saying this other name today.
What word would you like to say instead of blowing up?
It's gone crazy.
Berserk.
Berserk's good.
Berserk's good.
All right, we'll get back. Our question today is, what's the first real job you had where they actually took out taxes and you had a boss? And we got a ton of response. 615-737-1025. Please call in. We want to talk to you. We'd love to hear your voice right here. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show broadcasting live at Bar Lines at the Omni National Hotel right here on 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe Show. Are we on the air?
We are.
Holy cow.
We are.
Welcome back to the Omni National Hotel. We're live at Bar Lines downtown. We two questions there, which is take care of the text line, and I was looking at what's happening in the sports world, nothing much. Anyway, we've done a good job. Nick and I have done a thing where we're not going to mention somebody's name.
Right.
Right, and we've done a good job with that.
Yep.
And if you can guess which name we're not going to mention, Dr. Crane will give you a big old hug when he sees you at a soccer game.
Or I'll just take a picture with you. How about that?
How about that works, right? If you guess
picture
whose
lasts
name,
a lot
we're
longer.
Not, we're not mentioning... Today. All right, our question of the day is, in honor of graduation this weekend, we got some of our staff at 102.5 are graduating college this weekend. Well done. It was a big deal when you graduate college. So our question, what was the first real job you had, first real job where they took out taxes, you had a boss? I'm not talking about mowing the neighbor's yard or babysitting or walking the dog or watering the flowers for your grandma. That does not count. Your first real job, 615-737-1025. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you about your first real job. And our text line is going a little bit berserk.
Yes, berserk, out of line, however you look at it.
Yeah.
Right now it's, let's see, 4550. I don't know if this really qualifies as like a tax-paying type job.
All right.
But it's cool. Said his first job right out of college was being the Nashville Sounds bat boy in the 80s.
I guess that's a job. I mean, you got to get a check for that.
Yeah, but do you take is that enough to take taxes out?
Hell yeah, it is.
Okay.
They don't pay you under the table.
I thought that was more volunteer job type thing.
Then you need to get with the texter.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Next one here. Oh, the guy that texted back that said he was a car hop for Sonic, made 50 cents an hour, responded. Said it was he's a male and was roller skates. So not the inlines, but the roller skates, the two and the two.
Okay.
Two in front, two in the
back.
Yeah,
I figured that would be it, right?
Yep. Let's see here. My first job at 2341 says, my first job that took out taxes was 1990 bagging groceries at Kroger in Columbia, Tennessee for $3.90 an hour. $3.90 an hour.
It's not bad. It's not bad back then, right?
Yep. Let's see here. 0877. No, that's not one. There we go. Matthew in Nashville says, nope, that's not one either. It's about college basketball. Don't know how that showed up.
It's okay.
Let's see here. Where'd all of them go? I just refreshed it. Okay, here we go. Oh, did that one already. The guy that responded back with the 14-year-old is a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Responded back saying Crast, K-R-A-S-T.
What are you looking at me for? I don't know.
Crast. I have no clue.
He just wrote back Crast?
That's it. Yeah. One word.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that an acronym?
Maybe that was the expedited process for him to be a lifeguard because he was 14. I thought
maybe
you said he had to be 15 or 16.
I don't know. Crast could mean keep your wife's name out of your mouth.
Chill out, Will Smith. I was just looking at you because I thought, you know, you may know something I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I look at you as a beacon of knowledge.
Don't.
Right now. Okay.
What would you do if I came to save you if you're drowning? Like, who is this whale? Like, I need to push him back in the water.
Could you only imagine? I could see it right now at the Pet Rock Sanctuary. Joe Dubin coming in to save somebody in the water.
That's right.
In.
All right, what else we got?
Let's see. JD in Nashville, my first job. I was 15 and worked at Dairy Queen. The job itself was terrible, but I worked with a bunch of cheerleaders. I loved every minute of it.
That would be the best job. That, and of course, did you ever go to get a Blizzard from Dairy Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what they do at the end of it? Remember what they used to do before they handed it to you?
Was it they dropped the chocolate sauce on the inside?
No. They would turn it over.
Oh, yeah, the concrete to make sure it doesn't
flip.
So one time
it did do that in my car, in my 310 GX. It dropped down. And I looked at him. He looked at me. And I was like, do I get a new one? He's like, well, it'll be $275. I'm like,
no.
You dropped it in my car. It was the middle of summer, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, like, I really needed a Blizzard in the middle of June, right?
You're a football player, though.
Getting ready. I mean, this was back in high school, right?
Yeah.
So every time Blizzard comes, I always play with the guy, turn it over, and it dropped down.
There's a place in St. Louis called Ted Drew's. They're synonymous for their concrete ice creams. To turn it over and it not move at all.
I would like to have one right now.
Me too.
Just don't drop it in my car.
Does the Omni have dessert?
Yeah, they might.
Read
a few more.
Yeah, here we go here. Oh, Viking Matt. He's back. All right.
Okay, good.
Don't know where he went, but all right. He said my first job was a sandwich artist.
Subway.
Oh, interesting. All right. Enjoyed the free sandwiches, but the job was not so much. So,
oh, I couldn't imagine that. When somebody comes by and goes, do you keep olives and then the peppers? And then are those fresh? I don't want those. And then I can't be around that much food.
My issue is that, like, I look at Subway. Would you want to work at a place where people's demanding certain things? I get it. They're the ones paying for it.
Right.
But, like, saying, oh, can you toast that a little bit more? Can you do this? You got, like, five of the orders behind
you. Well, if I'm paying for it, I want my food how I want it.
Sure. But that's where the tip comes into play. They don't leave you a tip. What's the deal here? Like, would you tip that? Would you tip somebody?
I would never tip a Subway worker. As my friend says, I'm not tipping you if I'm ordering standing up.
Mm.
That's a whole other show.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yeah, that struck a chord with me.
All right, we'll hold off on some of those.
Yeah.
Our boy, Chase, our boss, just texted us that there is news on the NFL schedule release.
Uh-oh.
And you might be interested in this. Because I've said the Titans deserve to start at home in 26. They've been on the road the last couple of years.
Oh.
So we got news on the NFL schedule release. You'll like this. We'll come back with more. Live at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown here at Bar Lines on the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5 The Game. Live at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown Nashville. Live at Bar Lines. Looking for something to do on Mother's Day. Take mom down here to Kitchen Notes. She will absolutely love it. Bring her down here. Treat her like a queen, as she deserves to be treated. Go to Kitchen Notes. You can reserve a table at opentable.com. You can thank us later. But we want mom to be feel how she should be feeling on Mother's Day, number one.
Like a true queen.
Number one lady in all of our lives. God, my mom's been gone 15 years, man. It's hard to believe. Time does not care about you,
yep.
Right? So we learn to embrace. I've learned to embrace every second of today. Not tomorrow, not Saturday, not Sunday, but I truly thank Jesus for every single second of the day I'm in.
Absolutely. Always got to be present.
Right? You know, you have to. All right, so we got news. Thank you, Chase, for always thinking about us. Send us a text about a tweet that came out. CNBC, for some reason, has this.
Oh, wow.
About the schedule release next Wednesday or Thursday that's coming out. Now, the deal is they got to get all the platform partners together, and they'll start releasing those maybe Monday or Tuesday. Like, the Amazon Game 5 is the Chargers versus the Rams. So all that's up. But the official schedule release should be out no later than Thursday. And we've said on the show before that I think the Titans deserve – right? I think they deserve a home game in 26. 23, they started at Chicago, right? That was the disaster of
Will Levis.
24 was New Orleans?
Yeah, that was a preseason game, I thought.
No.
Hang on.
No, 24 was Chicago. 23 was New Orleans.
There you go.
24 was Chicago.
Yep.
25 was Denver. Now, 22 was here when the Giants beat them. 21 was here when the Cardinals came. Remember, Taylor Wan gave up 37 sacks that day. And said, I'm sorry.
Let's see. 21 was at Houston.
The opening game?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
It was Arizona.
Yeah, you're right. I was at that game.
What the hell are you reading?
I went to the bottom of the page by accident. I got excited. I was trying to refresh the page. No, you're right. It was Arizona.
So 21 was Arizona. 22 were the Giants here. That's when Dable beat them with that field goal. A crazy game.
That was a second-half comeback.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So 23 was in New Orleans. 24 was in Chicago. That's the Levis flip six.
Yep.
And 25 last year was at Denver. The Titans deserve a home game. And I said, I want the home game to be against the Jaguars. Maybe the Texans. That'd be start here.
What would you like more, Texans or Jaguars?
Texans.
Over the Jaguars?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's the rival.
But you were so adamant on Liam Cohen,
I don't know why.
Robert Saleh. You loved that storyline. Why is it now changing all of a sudden?
Why did I not? It should be the Texans. I'll take you the one. Give me the Texans or the Jags. What do you think?
I'm leaning on the Jags because, minus John McClain's emphasis on this with Nick Caserio, like looking at it from a different eye, C.J. Stroud has not been what he's been. Like, let's be honest.
Okay.
He hit the sophomore slump and then has not looked great since.
I'm with you now. All right, I'm Texans.
Like, don't get me wrong. Their defense is going to look great. That we all know that. But the Jaguars, you don't know what you're going to get from them.
True. Okay. All right. I've changed my tone. What say you, folks? What game, what team of the eight that's been announced, or is it nine home games? I don't know. Eight or nine home games. I don't know.
Is it not?
They play 17 games.
Well, yeah, but.
Eight or nine. It's either eight or nine. You're guaranteed eight. You might get the extra home game.
That'd be nice.
I don't. 615-737-1025. You want to weigh in? What game or team do you want to see opening game here if the Titans play at home? I'm with you, the Texans. Unless Nick Caserio comes up here and changes water into wine.
It's
possible.
He
could do that.
He could walk on water.
Somebody thinks he could do that. He does no wrong. So we'll see what he says.
Oh, man.
Nick Caserio's the GM of the Houston Texans, and, I mean, he's the best, right?
I don't know. Him and Borgonzi might be going up for GM of the year.
So, I don't know.
What if that actually does happen?
Then it's a good season.
Yeah.
It's a damn good season. Do they give out GM of the year?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Well, you know what? We should start doing that poll.
I don't want to do that.
That'd be fun.
That GM for the Seahawks should get it.
Oh, yeah.
John Schneider. Not the Dukes of Hazzard John Schneider.
No.
But this guy's won two Super Bowls within 10 years, two complete rosters.
Back to the Titans real quick. Minus the first game of the season, what other games would you like to see here in Nashville?
It's already situated.
Well, I know they have all the AFC games.
Whole schedule is you know who's coming here already.
Oh. That's right.
That was out first of January.
God bless.
Sorry, you're okay, man. You had a late night. You had to stay up because your parents were the David Lee Roth last night.
Well, I was asleep, Joe. I'm tell you what, I'm an early sleeper.
What time were you in bed last night?
8. Is that bad?
How old are you?
27. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad.
I'm about to say, I wake up early.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'd say I am.
That's not a good answer. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm
it's
elated.
It's okay to say that some days are good, some days are it's okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. Some days are good, some days are bad. Okay. But you know what? I'm elated to be here.
Good. But yeah, I thought you stayed up because, by the way, Nick's parents sit behind me at David Lee Roth last night. We had a good time.
They're great people. Love them to death.
As we watch a Modelo half can roll down the Ryman.
That concert was pretty good then, is what you're
David
saying.
Lee Roth?
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
I mean, he sings terrible, obviously. That's fine. The storytelling was another. How he met the Van Halens growing up was just a man. The music. I mean, you start playing, you know, Ain't Talking About Love or, you know, Panama or Jump. You know the music. It's like, my God, I'm 15 years old again.
Yeah. Your favorite person in the world, Hero Metal Henry.
Yeah.
Says, I would love to see the Titans open up against McGavick, an easy win.
I hate to agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. And back to the question.
By the way, how's he texting on work release? Go ahead.
He said, my boss was Jim Hamlin, who is now my brother-in-law's brother.
What?
I don't know. This goes to his question of the day. He sent like seven different text messages. Can we just put it all in one text here?
Who's this from?
Here, Metal Henry.
Oh.
I mean, come on, man. He said, I was a busboy at a seafood wharf at Opryland, USA. I spent most of my time hiding in the back eating fish, chicken tenders, and apple pies.
Nice.
I think I made $2.31 an hour. My boss's name was Jim Hamlin, who is now my brother-in-law's brother.
Okay.
Now it all puts together.
Yeah.
He put like seven different ones. Like, can we just?
I thought he could see his boss was Mr. McGee.
Hmm.
That's a Prince song, by the way.
Yeah. All right, let's see here.
By the way, nobody weighed in on the Opryland USA, sorry. the name of the employee cafeteria. Somebody please make me feel good. If you remember the name of the employee cafeteria at Opryland USA, because, hell, we all worked there. If you're in your 40s or 50s or your 60s, you worked at the Opryland USA probably for the most part. What was the name of the employee cafeteria?
Another one, 9712. Says the Smith Brothers car wash in 1986 made $3.35 an hour in charge of door jams. Is that the Smith Brothers off Thompson Lane?
This might be the one in Madison. Remember, this is 1986.
Still, Thompson Lane had Smith Brothers in 1986.
It might, you have to ask, buddy.
Over there by Krispy Kreme. It was across from that furniture warehouse that went out of service.
Out of business?
Out of business, excuse me.
Out of service.
I'm telling you, Joe, brain's all over the place.
Somebody, before the show's over, you have to text the text line, 615-737-1025, and tell me the name of the restaurant at Opryland USA, the employee cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to give away, or we want to wait a little bit? Top of the hour?
Yeah, we'll do top of the hour.
All right, we'll do that as well. So, anyway, so there's the schedule release. Again, I think the Titans deserve... People are like, well, you don't deserve anything. Yeah, hell yeah, they deserve a home game. I want to see a home game with this new roster and Saleh taking on the Texans. Beat the Texans. You're 1-0, and your bitter rivals 0-1, but more importantly, they're 0-1 within the division. That's what I want.
I agree. And plus, the Titans deserve a home game. New jerseys, new everything.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to – and also a final send-off of the stadium.
Yep.
Have a home game.
Have a home game. That'll be September the 13th. I think it's that Sunday.
Yeah.
Have it over there, and can you imagine the new jerseys look great? Now, we're all in agreement, me, you, and Chase, that these new jerseys are badass. I like the helmets. Come out there that Sunday, feeling good. Cam throws for 350. Carnell Tate catches the touchdown. Pollard rushes for two. I mean, and Simmons goes bonkers. C.J. Stroud's terrible.
Look at me smiling, Joe. You're making me happy.
I'm telling you, man, we deserve – we've been through a lot. And then now we're being – with all the Vrabel stuff, we need even more therapy and help with this. So to do all that,
I also have an answer for you about that place at Opryland. The staff, little
don't tell me now.
I'm not on the other side. I will.
God bless you.
I will. So get yourself ready, Joe.
All
I know you're
going
to go jump for joy. Somebody go give this guy a prize. It's going to be crazy when he finds out.
All right, we love it. Again, our question of the day is, what's the first ever real job you had with a real paycheck, with a boss? They took out taxes in honor of the graduation class this weekend who are going to go out to the world and get their own job. Thank you all. Again, seriously, thank you all for the interactions and the text every day. You are simply fantastic. Fantastic. We're live at the Omni Natural Hotel at Bar Lines right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. To our phones we go. Let's go Barry first. Barry, sorry about that. Welcome in to the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Big Joe, it's been a minute.
Oh, what's up, Barry? How are you, man?
I'm good. Everyone knows I worked at the gas station a couple years, junior and senior year, but my first job at 16 was Opryland. They gave me $500 worth of quarters and told me to make change. And one hot Saturday, I almost got rid of the whole bag, like $480 worth. I worked at the shooting gallery, which was in front of the Tilton Hilton, and
it was
hot as all get out there. Opryland was crazy.
Yeah, what did you make an hour? I'm trying to remember what I made an hour out there.
I think it was $2. And then when I went back a few years later, the summers while I was at UT, it was up to $3.50, and there was a big bump to $4. Everybody that had worked there every summer continuously got pissed off about the newbies getting $4 an hour instead of getting all those nickel and dime raises.
we learned about the corporate world.
I know it. The one summer there, the making change, the following year I got replaced by a dollar machine.
Hey, Barry, real quick, what was it like? I saw you on TV talking to Josh Heupel. What did you tell Heupel last week?
Oh, I'll tell you something serious. I told him to watch the Florida game film, not the game he coached, the one that Butch Jones coached. When Dobbs went off in the second half and we snapped the streak against them.
Yeah.
I told him, watch it, not to see how Tennessee came back to win, but how they took the lead. They pounded us running the ball. They ran an unbalanced line and dominated us, and that, if we can run an unbalanced line and pound the people, you won't be throwing interceptions on the goal line against Alabama.
Look at you, Barry. Did he call you back and say, I need you up in Knoxville. Get up here.
No, he didn't, but I'd work cheaper than that. Some of the other ones are. And I think
Justin's
good.
Oh, Barry, you're the best. Hey. Love you, man. Tell your family
hey,
I said hi.
You go back and watch that game. Watch how Florida took the lead on us on that. They pounded us. Hey, and also I want to hear you tell an Opryland story or two.
I will
I
do
know
that.
You got some.
I do. All Barry, right. Thanks, man. Love you, brother. Thank
hey.
You.
Lady, bye.
All right, let's go back to the phone. It's Thomas. Thomas, are you still there? Thomas, welcome into the show. How are you?
Yes, sir. Still here, man. I had a funny little story about my first job. It was actually Central Park, the hamburger place on Oval Road. And it was funny because you had to be like 16 to get a job. And I was 14 or 15 at the time, and we still had typewriters. So I made a copy of my birth certificate, whited out my birth date, and then ran it back through my mom's typewriter and put that I was 16. And got the job like 2 days later, man, and nobody was any the wiser, not even my parents.
Wow. Thomas, the Secret Service would like to talk to you about doctoring your birth certificate.
Right.
What did you make an hour over there?
2 or 3 years. Man, I was making like $5 or $5.25. This was like mid-90s, you know.
Wow. It's pretty good money
that
back then.
That is really good money.
Thomas, what are you doing now? Can you tell us what you're doing now?
Yeah, I do. I run a rep for a local automotive parts distributor. We're like a big wholesaler. We do like AC Delco, Motorcraft, all that stuff.
Well done, man.
I was telling you about it that day at the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's right. Yeah, man. Thank you, Thomas. That's a great story. Thanks, buddy.
And note to everybody, if Joe hands you something to read out loud, make sure you read it to yourself first.
Trust me, Thomas. I've been down that road multiple times.
Oh, Thomas, don't give away my secrets, man.
Right, man. We love you, Joe. You're great, man. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right, Thomas, thank appreciate you. You too as well. Listen, that is genius. At 14?
That is pretty clever.
You are doing that to doctor your birth certificate? I mean, I don't know if it's genius or maniacal. I'm not sure which one.
Genius.
Right?
Genius because, look, that guy wants to work. He wants to earn money. Good for him.
It does.
Good for him. I love it.
God, $5 an hour working at 14, 15 years old? Can you imagine that?
You're making bank. I mean, obviously, inflation, different time. But
right.
Also, our very own Willie Donick has weighed in on our question of the day. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Baseball World in Orlando for Tom Amansky, quote, the Fred McGriff-endorsed instructional videos, took VHS orders over the phone and worked the batting cages at 18.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
I love that.
To have a job where you're outside batting cages getting paid and you love baseball.
But again, Willie's the baseball guy too, so it's in his wheelhouse.
But Willie's always successful.
That's true.
Right? I mean, there are some guys you just know they're so good, they're successful. Willie is that guy. All right, back to the phones now. Let's go. Henry, I think Henry on the line with the story of Opryland. Henry, welcome in.
What's up, boys?
Hey. Oh, God, it is Henry.
I told you.
Ugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it. Hey, listen, man. You'll love this story, Joe. So about my third year working out there, they put me on the popcorn and drink cart to the entrance of the General Jackson. And they had some kind of big event or something going on, and the line's real long. I get rid of one customer, and the next guy to step up has two smoking hot blondes, one on each arm. And he says, young fella, I'd like to buy these ladies some popcorn and two ice cold Cokes. And I looked up, and it was a guy that played Murdoch in Rambo. I forget his real name. But it was awesome, dude.
Yeah, well, he was also in Silence of the Lambs. What's that guy's name?
He was in Austin Powers. What was his name?
Now you get me. Look, don't go anywhere. Hold on. Murdoch from Rambo. He passed away a few years ago. Is it?
Yeah.
Charles Napier.
Yes. Yeah, and he was about as sweaty as he looked in Rambo. It was a hot day.
When Rambo said, "I'm coming, Murdoch, I'm coming to get you." Here's the question. Tell me the girls were over 18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily.
Okay, good. All right. I don't want to think any different from Charles Napier.
Yeah.
Well, how about you make an hour being the General Jackson boy over there?
Oh, the first year, I think I made 231. That might have been 310, 315, something like that.
Wow.
We all worked there at some point.
And no tips, right?
I think you got tips.
Did anybody ever guess the Great Escape is the lunchroom?
There is an answer for it, and it is not the Great Escape.
What's the answer?
Chat and Chew.
The Chat and Chew. There we go.
Joe had it right.
Henry, do you remember the Chat and Chew, or they not let you in there?
I depend on who was working the security that day.
All right, thanks, brother, as always.
See you, Henry.
Love you guys. Right. See you, boys.
All right, Charles Napier.
That's
Murdoch,
funny.
Coming to get you. He's also the one who gave up Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs. He's
really?
The cop in that went in to feed Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah.
And he handcuffed him and ate his face.
Mm. Kind of like that scene out of The Office, too, where he cuts off the
That's
face.
It. That's the same for all that goes on. Yeah. All right, we'll get back to more of your question of the day, and you can weigh on the Vrabel topic. Our man Greg Wyshynski is going to weigh in. What's the very latest on the Nashville Predators general manager search? We're across the street from Bridgestone. We have not seen any gold smoke come out of the chimney, have we?
Not yet.
Have we looked?
We've looked and glanced, but I haven't seen any gold smoke.
You think Vingan's sitting over there just watching that chimney?
I think he has something on speed dial.
Probably.
I don't know.
He's outside watching that.
Well, he'll come down here and say hey.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
He's too busy watching the chimney.
Ah.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Greg Wyshynski.
We're also going to give away something real quick.
Oh, take it.
Caller number three. Yeah, caller number three wins Eagles tickets. So call in. It'll be huge.
What's the number?
615-737-1025. That is the number to call to possibly win Eagles tickets if you're the lucky caller number three. We'll see you guys on the other side with Greg Wyshynski from ESPN on 102.5 The Game.